If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's Morning Magic on Magic 106.7. And one of the things we were talking about earlier today is that we can look forward to spring really soon.
Yes.
And one of the good parts about spring is that all the events start coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the best and most fun events that comes is the Fool's Night Out. It's Matt Light. You know him. He's one of our guys. Former New England Patriot, three-time Super Bowl champ. This is the 12th annual event that he's doing for this, the Fool's Night Out, on April Fool's Day at Memoir at Encore Boston Harbor. We love talking to Matt about everything, not just his events. But Matt, welcome. We love having you.
Oh, you guys are the best. Listen, I have to tell you, springtime is what I live for. I don't know why. All the seasons are great, but when we come out of a long winter and we've been plowing snow and we've been losing our minds and we're cooped up and we finally get to go and gather and we don't have to put on like 700 layers, it is awesome.
And I think, too, when it stays light out longer, people are just happier and they go out more at night for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think the other universal thing, right, that comes with, like, good weather and being able to go out and socialize is laughter. I mean, I don't know. There's too much in the world that can weigh you down at times. And when you can gather with a group of friends and you can all laugh at the same time and just enjoy a night out. And the rich history, by the way, of the Boston area when it comes to, like, legendary comics and the impact that they've made on lives is so cool.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, Matt, about Fool's Night Out on Tuesday, April 1st, because you always get the heavy hitters from Boston, the Lenny Clark, Tony V, Christine Hurley. Talk about that.
When I'm around these comics, and these comics have given up their night where they could go out and earn money to help us raise money for the Life Foundation for over 12 years now, from one comedian to the next, and people are in tears. I mean, you know, you get to listen to the legend of Lenny Clark, and I can't wait. There's a lot of material in the world right now, so this year is going to be really special.
Oh, I can only imagine. It's writing itself. And the event benefits the Light Foundation. We don't want to forget to mention that. And there's a reason people donate their time, Matt, and that's because they believe in your foundation and all the good work that you do.
Well, we love it. We're blessed to do it. It's something that started back in 2002. And I got to tell you, I think the work we do today is more important than it's ever been. And really, what it comes down to make it kind of simple, is we just want to walk alongside young people and lead by example and challenge them to do things that maybe they never thought about, to give up their time to serve others and to work hard and go out there and give it a try. You know, I mean, there's a lot of kids that sit home and, you know, they don't have a lot of direction or they haven't thought about certain things. And that's why, you know, we feel like we're there to offer, you know, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of support and walk alongside them.
Well, I love that you focus on outdoor learning experiences. I think that's great. Again, I feel like you were one of the first to sort of think outside of the box, how to get younger people out of their stagnant routine and get them out doing things. So I love what the Light Foundation does. I think it's wonderful. And we only have a few more minutes left with you. So we have to obviously ask you about the future of the Patriots and Mike Vrabel, which I was hoping it kind of was leaning that way, that he was going to be the next head coach. What do you think about it? I'm excited about it. I mean, do you think it's going to be a good season?
I think it's going to be a great season. And listen, I mean, you know, do you just base it on wins? Okay, well, I don't know what they're going to win ultimately, but I can tell you this much. We won because we were disciplined, because we were aggressive, because we played real football, right? Like, we like to hit people in the mouth. Bill used to talk about all the time back in the day, right? Like, if your toughness comes from your offensive and your defensive line and your special teams. Tough football teams are mentally into the game no matter what the situation is. And that's what Vrabel will bring. Mike Vrabel is a tough-nosed guy. He demands excellence. And I think you're going to see a very disciplined, tough football team in the very near future.
Oh, that's good news. That's awesome.
I can't wait.
We're out of time already, Matt. We could talk to you for another hour. But again, the 12th annual Fool's Night Out. It's on Tuesday, April 1st at Memoir at Encore Boston Harbor. Doors open at 6:30. For tickets, mattlight72.com. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
You guys are the best. We look forward to see you on April 1st, baby. Best holiday of the year.
Thanks, Matt.